Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio. I was dealing with with dangerous warrior criminals. I've written a book called The Sickest People, Persons on This Planet. For over 15 years, since I moved from Vaux Street Manor in Landon, I moved into a home, and I had to deal with some dangerous predators who followed me around in the street. I wasn't going to talk about it too much because I talked about it over and over. It's like a repetition. But when you're dealing with stalking and obsession, as well as dangerous perverts, likely you have to talk about it. You know, I called the station, LAPD West Valley, 818-374-7611. I also called the police chief because this person was driving around talking about that my home was messy and I had to clean it up. And it's like, first of all, I own a property that she doesn't own, and whatever's going on in my home is none of her business. But as I look at my property, you know, I take the trash out, vacuum, etc. There's nothing extreme going on. You know, there's no rats, you know, something like that. I'm dealing with this lady and this gentleman who are up to no good, who don't know how to respect boundaries and who make up stories, as well as who's got some ulterior motives to try to take advantage of me because I own the property. You know, they committed ID theft already, false pretense saying that they were a social worker or someone, or saying that the pretending to know me, etc. I won't get into details about that. But I don't understand why I'm dealing with a group of individuals who are driving around and have nothing better to do. Okay? I mean, when you're dealing with a 15-year or even a small period, you know, a lot of people want to better their lives, you know. They want to go to school. They want to find a job. If they want to get their own home, they save for it. They do it. There's lots of alternatives. If you don't do that, go to another city. There are other people. L.A. has millions of people, millions of things to do. Unfortunately, they got this obsession toward me. And the bottom line is they didn't want to see me succeed. I don't know them very well. You know, I'm not the one who chose to sit in the car all day or sit on my ass and try to hurt people. You know, just sit on my ass and hurt people or possibly violate someone, my home, with a legal device or someone. And second of all, this person is very crazy since they don't know me very well. Talk about the insides of my home. How can she see? The doors are closed or whatever. There's no evidence whatsoever of voyeurism. So I think this person is extremely sick. However, with her and this gentleman and some other people gossiping about the insides of my home, if there is a hidden camera or some whatever show on or whatever, they got it on a computer, that it's a crime. You know, as I mentioned before in previous episodes, as I talked about this, voyeurism being a pervert, you can go to jail for 6 months if they catch you. You know, it's a crime. It's a misdemeanor. It's also a felony when you do it over and over. But I can't say that unless I have direct evidence. Yeah, I'm always aware of the really real, but the rationality is that someone who chooses to sit on their ass and hurt people, I'm not responsible for that. I mean, they also mentioned they don't want to see me sell my home in like a couple years, and another person in my building keep their home. I mean, I own the property. They think I'm a tenant. So I think it has to do with racism, but the other side of it has to do with not minding their business and some ulterior motives, which involves criminal behavior. Now, when you're dealing with a dangerous criminal or possible pervert, a psychopath perverts, you have to be careful. I mean, a narcissistic, dangerous predator or a pervert or someone who don't understand to mind their business and don't go up to a stranger's home or whatever, get their own home, get off their ass and do something. Now, if they have a problem with me, they come to me directly. Then don't do it directly. If this jealousy, yes, I don't understand that curriculum of irrationale, because what they're doing is irrational. And it requires that the police, as I call the police department, tell me about the restraining orders and these other involvement, other lawful remedies, because I'm dealing with a group of people who do not understand how to mind their business. But I also think these people are very clever, because I believe that these individuals may have a high IQ, since they have been very deceptive to the police. They were able to con and manipulate others. They have some this really sickness anger toward me that I did nothing to them. But this is what I will say to you: if you're dealing with this, get a restraining order. Call the police as much as possible, because you're dealing with someone who's extremely sick. When someone does this over a decade and so on, or even look in someone's home, they are a sick individual. If it's true, I will repeat, if it's true. Now, the gossiping from the car and the gossip in my about what I'm doing in my home, I mean, yes, I clean my clothes, I take out my clothes. If my carpet ain't clean or whatever, or if it is, which isn't true, but if it ain't, it's none of their business. They have a problem with it, get the health department. Or come to me directly. Basic common sense. I never had dealt with such sickness and irrational behavior in my life. It's irrational and it's sick. Now, if they are a public servant or someone who's really a social worker or someone, they could be fired. They shouldn't be in that profession. No law-abiding, rational persons will do this, what I'm explaining to you today. I have mentioned this several times. It just comes to me directly when I see these individuals on the street. Basic common sense. If you mind your business, you won't have no problems. Remember I used to say, if you mind your business, there'd be less strife or less problems in your life. These individuals do not know how to mind their business, and they do not know how to stop doing illegal activities. What I said to my friends is that if these individuals continue to do what they're doing and pertaining to me, eventually, with someone else involved or something, they will either go to jail or, God forbid, be in very hazardous circumstances. What I mean by hazardous circumstances, they're going to be sued, they could be in prison, and in extreme circumstances, if you don't know how to mind your business, your life could be in danger. And this is not a threat. This is just basic common sense living in this American society. Because if I get into people's business, or if I see somebody own a home and I'm trying to talk about them and trying to peep inside or make up stories about me or do all kinds of things, following them around, I will be in prison. My life could be I'm in a hazardous situation, and I do not want to put myself in an irrational, negative situation that leads to an irrational consequence. That's negative. I mean, there are laws of voyeurism, there are laws of boundaries, regulations, these rules of protecting. I called the police station, I called the county, because these individuals have no idea, no way of how to respect those basic common sense rules. Every individual that I know of who is law-abiding does very well. Most people do not act like this for a long period of time. However, I suspect that because of my complaints to the police station and so on, it could have been misconstrued to where there were cops or other people involved. I'm sure that they know that those are also regulations that we must follow. This American society is too dangerous. I ain't gonna get into no stranger's business or anybody, or even somebody I know, because if it ain't none of my business, I stay out of it. Now, if you have a problem with somebody, if you're concerned about somebody, you go to them directly. That's all you have to do. If you don't go to them directly and you're doing coming around or whatever, you got some ulterior motives. You got to be sick, crazy, criminal, or something. Now, these paid individuals was wondering about what I was doing in my home. I mean, I own a home. If I'm lazy or whatever, I mean, it's none of their business. I mean, you know, basic common sense, you know. Saying things about what I should be doing, what kind of job I'm doing, or what I should be working, that's crazy. When you're dealing with someone with a diagnosis, definitely of Axis 1 disorder, and the personality disorders, which I describe these individuals, are narcissistic personality disorders, which is extremely cold individuals and who can't get their way, and also antisocial, you know, probably psychopathy since they've been doing it a long time. I mean, so, you know, sociopathy, you know, criminal behavior, selfish, criminal, and, you know, narcissism, as well as delusional, possibly. They say I don't own a property, which isn't true. Kept saying things over and over again that ain't true about me, and they believe it. Basically, you know, it's been proven to the contrary. Whatever, these three personality disorders, as well as something else, borderline, I guess, go off or whatever. Maybe, four or whatever, or probably a manic depression involved or something or whatever. I don't know them very well. But I do know they have dealing with individuals with narcissism, personality disorder, as well as antisocial. And that's a deadly combination. So when I'm dealing with individuals with personality disorders and as well as a diagnosis of some mental health disorder or some alcoholism, because I do know that these individuals are, participating in doing this a long term, have been in jail before, which I believe they have. They have some alcohol drug problem, or they've been in jail before, so they're probably going to likely be in jail again, doing something illegal, alcohol drug problem, and they have some mental health issue. I mentioned the personality disorders, as well as something else. So when I'm dealing with individuals like that, I have to be extremely careful how I deal with them. Now, that is the point, you know. But if not, if it's somebody else, the point is this basic common sense. Well, when I'm dealing with these particular individuals, is you mind your business, you respect boundaries, there'll be less problems in your life. I have to abide by that because if I can't get into other people's business, whether it's true or not, I can't be involved in anything illegal, I can't trespass on someone's property, I can't go and lie and try to hurt somebody, or et cetera, et cetera. It has taken a toll on me dealing with this because I did read in studies that if you're dealing with some people who are stalking or voyeur criminals on a daily basis can affect, you know, working, it can affect consistency and so on. So the only thing that I can do is that being a law-abiding citizen that I am, knowing that everything that I say is correct and true, and that I have to report to the police because these individuals think I'm someone they can take advantage of, then so be it. It can construe that the victim of something like this can develop mental health issues of depression, can affect their life in some form or another. The remedies is a restraining order, call the police, get a police report, and the other option is to move, you know. It depends on the circumstances because some people, you know, you own a home or whatever and it's hard to find a place or whatever. You do the best you can. So I have to do the best I can because I know what the laws and rules are. and I know that I have to mind my business, but unfortunately these individuals don't know common sense. I mean, they're commenting on me going to a social club and sitting on my ass all day playing ping pong. That's not going to happen. Whether I do it or not, or whatever I do, is none of their business. I will say that I think another reason, which is definitely part of the reason, is that I am in the entertainment industry. So I realize that entertainers who are in the public eye go through this all the time, singers, actors, and so on. If you're in the public eye, if you're out there and you hear me, you're in the public eye, you have to be aware that you may come across a crazy person or someone don't want to see you succeed and so on. So I guess in some degree maybe that's it, because I have videos on the computer, and putting myself in that situation, that's the price I pay, because I'm not a famous person per se as of yet, but I do have a little bit of notoriety with videos, and my songs are out there, and I'll talk about that in another show. But you know, being on stage or so on, you're going to come across a crazy stalking person. Many singers, actors, performers have been victims of stalking, where people, crazy people, think that they have a right to infringe upon them. And that's why they go through for several precautions, you know, bodyguards and, you know, police patrols and all that, because it is very dangerous being in the public eye. And I think to some extent, maybe that's the reason. So, you know, that's the price I pay. But, you know, it's still most performers, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, I guess a lot of performers do go through that. I don't know, you know. The best thing is just to protect themselves, you know. But those, you know, the million-dollar pop stars, rock stars, or songwriters, you know, they can just get up and buy a new home in another country, you know. They got the money. I'm waiting for that to happen. I don't know. But nevertheless, the point is that voyeur or boundaries is important, extremely important to stay away from those type of individuals. I can't, unfortunately became a target because I performed. And I guess I mentioned in the show that somebody was mad because I didn't let another person be on stage or whatever. It's crazy, you know. There's some crazy people out in this world, you know. I'm trying to be very rational and very keep with the really real reality and try to deal with people. I have to not make sure that I connect and do things that are helpful as well as truthful to the best of my knowledge and abilities. I know that I know for a long period of time that when I express myself, either through music or as well as through, you know, as in person with other different people, there's a misinterpretation of what I say and what I do. So I guess they come, you know, if I meet somebody, they think I meant some one thing and I meant another. Still, you know, regardless, you know, the important thing is that we have to be careful, you know. I came across an individual who thought that I wanted to be with them, and I didn't. I just wanted to talk to them, and that was it. So this is a similar individual with this person. One of these people said I didn't say anything to them. You know, I just ignored them and walked away, and they thought I was being stuck up, and, you know, they thought I was, you know, really cruel, and I wasn't. Cause, you know, you know, it doesn't matter, you know. Point is, you don't harass people, and you don't look in their home. You don't get involved in people's business inside someone's home, or you get in their life. What they worried about me inside my home is none of their business. Makes it common sense. They can get in legal trouble if they don't stop. Okay, it's like learning your ABCs, you know, or if they need help with learning basic numbers. It's kind of like you know, it's common sense will tell you to mind your business. But as a performer, as someone who has a little bit of notoriety on YouTube and so on, I had to take into that into a fact that that is the price I pay for being a little bit in the public eye. Hopefully a lot in the future, but the point is I will come across something like this as long as I'm singing. But for the most part, I'm not in the public eye. I'm not a big star, you know, but I dealt with this, you know. It's still not right. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be somebody legally. It could be a law-abiding citizen, someone, a successful person. It could be a successful attorney. It could be a successful teacher. It could be a successful social worker, police officer, etc. They can't do that either unless they have something involved directly. Everybody has a right to their privacy under the U.S. Constitution. Everybody has a right to freedom from being harassed. I mean, whatever goes on, it's the law. And I'm going to say it again. I have to mind my business, and so do these individuals. These individuals need to be probably, the law needs to come in and deal with these individuals, because if they don't stop, that is what's going to happen. Legal actions and other negative things. It's a lot less stressful when you mind your business. It's a lot less stressful when you don't commit crimes. It's a lot less stressful when you don't bother somebody. It's a lot less stressful if you have a problem or you're concerned, you go to them directly. Basic common sense. It's more stressful, it's more problems, it's more chaos in someone's life if they're attempting to do something illegal. It's the basic, that's the way it is. So if you hear me, if you're having problems with somebody stalking, you know, I mean, I'm not going to be the next Rebecca Schaefer, you know. I am not going to be the next person who's killed from some deranged stalker. I'm going to be a Dove Knight, a person who's going to mind my business. Whatever I'm doing, sleep, up, down, lazy, whatever, it's none of their business. Stay out of it, and I stay out of theirs. If you don't know how to mind your business, that's the problem. That's what I'm dealing with, voyeur criminals, you know. I mean, I do this because they just say out their mouth, I make my home cleaned up. That's crazy. How can they see? I clean up my house. I throw the garbage away. I mean, even if it wasn't cleaned up, mind your damn business. If you have a problem with somebody's home ain't cleaned up, then go to them directly. God, do you know American? Or this is America. This ain't no zoo. This ain't no dictatorship either. This ain't no pub. My home ain't no public display for the whole world to see. My home is a private property. I don't need to be harassed by some stalker or someone trying to stop me from succeeding or telling me what to do with my life. I'm an adult person. Basic common sense. Plain as simple. Now, if you don't believe me, you go and ask most people around you, call to the police department, courthouse, tell you the same thing. If you don't believe me now, just watch. It'd be too much, you know, life would have more problems in it. It'd be a lot less stressful if you follow the law. Now, because I complain a lot, I know that the cops were involved, and as I mentioned before, and others were involved. There's a misinterpretation, or if they're concerned, yeah, they have a good reason to be concerned, but I know they're going to follow the law. I know they're going to do it to me directly if they have something to talk to me about something. Basic common sense. I'm living in America. I'm not living in no chaotic zoo. Because the point is with these individuals and with mine, I have to follow the law. I have to mind my business. If I don't, again, I'm going to repeat it again. It's going to be legal problems for me. My life could be in danger. I could have all kinds of stresses. I could go to jail. I could be sued. My blood pressure is going to go up. I could have all kinds of health problems, health issues, all kinds of problems with other people. I don't need that. I already had a hard life. So you know why? Because it's not worth it. So I'm going to mind my business. And so should everybody else. The society is too dangerous already. They got some crazy people out there who don't. And these individuals I'm pointing out to. They don't think about my home or whatever, or I don't deserve it. It's none of their goddamn business. If they want a home, get out there and buy one. Trying to stop me from succeeding. I mean, this is one reason why I had trouble finding work. Calling people, trying to stop me from going to school. In fact, my concentration, this is why I failed in school exams. You know why I haven't gotten hired? Because of these people. Yeah, this obsession, this craziness. And you probably say, that's true. Why didn't you just get them straight? I have. And I am. I've done everything possible. So the thing is, if you're dealing with those type of individuals, be careful. And then on the other side of the coin, when I realize who I'm dealing with, since these people have mental health disabilities, I feel sorry for them. And because these people have mental health issues, severe ones, they will unravel on their own. When someone's that sick, because when somebody do all the things that I mentioned, and they got to be very sick, right? Doesn't matter how clever they are covering up or getting away with it. They're gonna unravel. So just let it be. Because positive situations always lead to positive consequences. In this case, this is a negative situation. It's gonna lead to a negative consequence. I just pray that they can go to jail. But the last thing I want to point out is just protect yourself out there. I know you guys probably think I'm so funny, crazy, whatever. Dealing with something like this won't make you act weird or feel crazy. But the sanity is, as long as you know how to mind your business and protect yourself, call the police. Restraining orders, and do the best you can, you'll be fine. And so will I, because I know I'm going to be fine. Good night from Dove Night.